Happy Earth Day, folks. But if I have my history right, planet Earth is about 4.5 billion years old, and for most of that time, it did not need a special day. Then humans came along, and apparently the planet needed a little more help. 40 years ago, this is what the first Earth Day sounded like.
On the fifth day, man breathed the air of the Earth. And man said, "Let us dispose of our waste into the air, for the winds shall blow them away." And man did. And the air became heavy with dust and choked and burned. And man said, "It is good."
God love them, students at the University of Wisconsin-Madison performing an ironic and earthly interpretation of the book of Genesis on Earth Day, April 22nd, 1970. There will be some demonstrations today on Earth Day, but both the planet and the environmental movement are at a crossroads. And joining us in the studio to talk about it is one of the principal organizers of that first Earth Day, Dennis Hayes, who was there in the day, along with the founder, Gaylord Nelson, the environmentalist senator from Wisconsin. Also here with us is Heather Rogers, author of the new book, Green Gone Wrong: How Our Economy is Undermining the Environmental Revolution. Thanks for joining us. And first of all, Dennis, what was the original intent of Earth Day?
It had multiple intents, but the principal consequences that came out of it were to weave a bunch of strands that had not viewed themselves as being interrelated. The conservation movement, the people worried about DDT, the people worried about freeways cutting through inner city areas, people worried about defoliation in Southeast Asia, on and on and on. All of those things had an environmental component to them, but there was no real environmental movement.
Well, let's compare, Dennis, the passions of what you're telling me right now with what you sounded like on April 22nd, 1970. This is a bit from Walter Cronkite's special coverage of Earth Day 40 years ago.
"We are systematically destroying our land, our streams, and our seas. We foul our air, deaden our senses, and pollute our bodies. And it's getting worse. Tens of thousands of people will soon die in Los Angeles in a thermal inversion that's probably now inevitable. And there's not a single instrument within the existing order that is stopping the poisonous flow of traffic into that system."
That's your voice.
That was. That was before the Clean Air Act of 1970, where that became a self-undoing hypothesis.
Heather Rogers, 40 years hence, have those themes been pulled forward, or are we seeing blowback and a kind of a pendulum swinging in the other direction? Is there tension in the environmental movement 40 years after Earth Day?
There is tension in the environmental movement. I wouldn't say blowback in the classic sense. I mean, there's just been a lot of co-optation. So you see a commodification of environmental sentiments and some environmental, you know, practical things that people want to do in their daily lives. And that's a lot of what I write about is, well, what happens when this gets commodified? What happens when we're told that we can solve environmental crisis by buying the right products? And there's a real telescoping down of the possibilities when you do that. You really limit yourself. The problem is much greater.
You mean like when you go to Starbucks and you buy the cup that says you are a revolutionary and a leader in recycled products, right? That's what you mean.
Yeah, I do mean that. I mean that we need to understand ourselves more as political agents and actors and not just consumers.
Well, over the last 40 years, what of the kind of passions of Earth Day were low-hanging fruit that were actually easy to deal with, and what going forward are going to be much, much more difficult, involving something beyond the simple symbolism of an Earth Day?
Well, the passions and the successes have all been things that are threats to people, to their children, to their neighborhoods, to their states. We called it Earth Day, but it was all about the United States, and it led pretty directly to a Clean Air Act, Clean Water Act, Safe Drinking Water Act, Endangered Species Act, Marine Mammal Protection Act, Superfund, on and on. The challenges going forward are much tougher. These are the ones that transcend national borders and require international cooperation. And climate change is central among those now.
Heather Rogers, is there an essential tension in dealing with these complex problems between capitalism, as Americans sort of intuitively understand it, and the environmental movement?
There is a tension, but I think that it often gets very oversimplified in the way that we talk about it. The tension is that capitalism, in my perspective, capitalism needs to grow. And in order to do that, it needs to use natural resources.
Right. We need to grow. That's where the jobs come from. Cap and trade is going to choke that off. We can't have that.
Right. So, you know, what needs to happen is we need to say, okay, well, if this is what capitalism needs, if it needs to blow the tops off mountains, if it needs to destroy the atmosphere, if it needs to kill the oceans, then maybe we need a different system. Maybe we need something that doesn't need to do that in order for us to have a high quality of life.
But wasn't the alternative, I mean, the alternative in terms of how to motivate change and achieve some kind of conservation, I mean, Jimmy Carter was ridiculed for trying to get people to sacrifice their lifestyles in yes. for the sake of the earth. So wasn't
there during the fossil fuel crisis.
Exactly.
The crisis.
There's this idea that you have to give up so much, but we don't see how much we're giving up already. You know, we say that there's going to be a reduction of choice if we have a system that isn't as flourishing as the one we have, except that now 90% of all the food on the grocery store shelves contains corn. I mean, that's an incredible diminishing of choice.
You know, those facts, are clear to me, but yet what is not clear to me is how do you turn this aircraft carrier? I mean, we can talk abstractly about it's not about sacrifice. It's about deciding that we're not going to blow the tops off of mountains yet. Mm-hmm. To make that change involves a level of consensus. You even referred to international cooperation, which is hard to envision. It's going to take more than an Earth day. It seems like it's taking an Earth month or an Earth year to do that, Dennis.
It's enormous, but Heather's absolutely right. The Earth has finite limits. We are bumping against them. We've passed them in a few places that are causing massive dislocations and the potential for collapse if we don't start moving back. And there are a variety of ways to do that, but one of them is a mixed capitalist thing called nudged prices. I mean, you've got to start putting caps. You've got to start putting limits. And when we did things like, say, you can't have lead in gasoline anymore. You can't have lead in paints anymore. Somehow we built a just fine society within those limits. Hmm. We just now have to go much further.
Did Earth Day work?
In terms of its original objectives, yeah. We've cleaned up America just one heck of a lot. But if you look at the big global phenomena, the various destructive things going on in the world's oceans, the epidemic of extinction spreading across the planet, including with migratory species, we've still got more difficult challenges ahead of us. We also cleaned up the stuff that you could see and smell and directly follow. We now have more subtle things like endocrine disruptors that are out there that we're having great difficulty getting our arms around.
Heather Rogers, from your perspective, Earth Day, good idea, worked 40 years hence?
It definitely was a good idea in the sense that Dennis said, you know, of pulling all of these different threads together and recognizing that this was a thing, this was a movement, it had something to it. And what we need to do is just be conscious of the way that it has gotten co-opted over the years and infuse it with life again and let it be relevant and let it not just be a symbol.
Thanks to Heather Rogers, author of the new book, Green Gone Wrong, How Our Economy is Undermining the Environmental Revolution, and Dennis Hayes, principal organizer of the first Earth Day 40 years ago. What do you think about Earth Day and our relationship with the planet? Tell us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or go to thetakeaway.org. I'm John Hockenberry.
I'm Celeste Headlee. This is The Takeaway.